Today's show is brought to you by All You Can Eat Buffets, the perfect way to get a week's worth of calories in only 45 minutes.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
You know what we forgot to do?
Yeah.
We forgot the monkey.
Forget the monkey.
We had the screaming of the monkey.
Do you want the pet monkey?
Would you like to touch my monkey?
Yeah. I would be honored.
Touch him! Love him! Leave him on an abs, minky!
Leave him on an abs, minky.
Now I am as happy as a little girl.
You know what today is?
Today is National Promposal Day.
Oh my God, are you asking me to the prom?
It's that time of year again where teens pull out all the stops to pop the question, will you go to prom with me?
This is a surprise promposal.
So who are you going to prom?
National Promposal Day.
A lot of people have been going the promposal route.
So I know my boyfriend is asking me to prom.
It's National Promposal Day.
It's showtime, baby.
Showtime.
It is?
Yeah, it is. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How does
there it, she is.
Yeah, how does it work?
Really well, actually.
Yeah, how does it work? How can I get the live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device? It seems improbable that you could do that. But we can. All you do is enable the skill. You just do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill.
Hello!
And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. Just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And...
Hello!
She will. You can search the Mike Show VA just like Bill's doing on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. Even just go to our website, Radio434.com, and click on the Mike Show channel, and you will find the podcast link. And you can find it pretty much anywhere that you get your podcast to. And that usually drops around noon. We take all the live show segments and we repack them into a full length podcast. Again, usually drops around noon. And you can even watch the show on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. All right. And I think I've covered everything.
I think you have.
Yeah. So today's my birthday.
What?
Yeah. Today's my birthday.
Happy birthday, dog.
Thanks. Maddie, she went above and beyond. Now, they were down here yesterday. They brought me lunch, which was very, very nice. And Aunt Sarah is in town.
Love her.
And she had never seen The Office. So let's see. Here we go. let me pull this up. I want to share this up on the screen. Share screen, click. So if you're watching us on Facebook Live, you'll see this is our green room. Okay. And my daughter took it upon herself to go and actually physically buy all the stuff for the green room that we did not currently have.
It used to be a brown room. Now it's a real green room. She's amazing. That kid's amazing.
So she picked out and bought all the snacks. She bought all those little containers and bins and stuff. She bought the coffee. She bought the coffee filters, the napkins, the waters. She did all that, and then here are some of the snacks that she bought for the green room guests. All right,
that's nice.
And the bins with the creamers and the sweetener. She even bought that little coffee trash container, the little garbage can for on top there.
That's nice
for the coffee trash. Yeah,
she and thought of everything.
She redid the board.
Yeah, looks a lot better.
Yeah. Oh yeah. She said the green room looked just looked so sad. She even bought pillows for the green room chairs.
Throw pillows.
Yeah, yeah, little throw pillows.
That's a girl thing for sure.
And I'm telling you, man, that was probably one of the best birthday presents. And then
because she did it all herself and used her own money and everything.
Yeah. And then she set two alarms to wake up before we woke up, and then she made us breakfast in bed.
Holy smokes.
She brought us bagels.
You ever rent that kid out? Because she's great.
She brought us bagels. She brought us orange slices and coffee.
Lox?
No lox. We didn't have any. Right. But her mom, her mom got iced coffee. Maddie made the iced coffee.
Wow.
And then she made me regular coffee.
What is she, like 12 now?
Oh, she's 10.
10?
10. 10 years old. She made her mom take her to Target to go and get all the stuff for the green room.
That's great.
That's just amazing.
She's an adorable person.
What kid does that? That's tremendous.
Adorable person.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm really, really happy. Today's my birthday. It's Tab's birthday. It's Tab's birthday too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Today, that actually worked.
Yeah, it worked really well.
They say it's your birthday. It's Tab's birthday too. Yeah. That was perfect.
Should be part of the actual song.
Yeah. And ordinarily, a lot of people take off. Tab took the whole week off. Because
Sarah's here.
Yeah, Sarah's in town. Sarah comes down for the week of our birthday, and so she took the whole week off. I did not. I just power through. Tab's also not feeling well.
Oh, I'm sorry today. To hear
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she came down with some sort of a cold, and she hasn't been able to shake it. And then on top of that, Fuzzy the dog is just, I hate to say, but he's dying. Aww. He's literally dying.
Is he?
Yeah,
walk around much or anything, no, or what?
He looks like, in The Corpse Bride. Yeah. He looks like the dog in The Corpse Bride.
Oh no!
I mean, he is just here. Let's how do you spell corpse?
Corpse.
Pse bride dog. All right. Okay. I'm sorry. This is just terrible.
Yeah.
All right, but this is here. Right, let me see if I can get a bigger picture. No, I don't want that. Here, Corpse Bride dog. Scraps is what the dog's name is.
Yeah.
See if I can make this.
He
bigger.
Looks bad.
Yeah. So here, let me share screen. And I know for everybody that's listening, you're like, well, wait a minute, I can't see this. Well, go on to @TheMikeShowVA. But I am so sorry, but that is what Fuzzy looks like at the moment. He's just losing weight terribly, and he is eating, and he's going to the bathroom, and he's doing all the things. He's just not retaining the weight, and he's just getting pathetic. So he has another vet appointment tomorrow. He was at the vet, or on Thursday rather. He was at the vet and got some antibiotics and stuff to treat something else, and then so now we'll go in to find out what's going on with the little guy. So that's not good. Hello, Bill.
Not good. Sorry, I've got a friend in crisis here. I'm trying to solve something.
I'm sorry.
No, my bad.
Okay. No. It's a crisis day. Yeah. So we got dogs in peril and birthdays and green rooms and stuff and things.
Okay, I'm done. I'm back with you now. Okay. Sorry. Okay, sorry, dude.
Yeah, that's all right. No, that's all right. Like I was saying, though, he's got a vet appointment. So that's kind of not setting the mood really, really well for Tab, on top of, not feeling well. It's gonna be an interesting day.
Sorry to hear that.
No, that's all right.
That's rough.
That's what alcohol is for. I said that's what alcohol is for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, on today's program, coming up, of course, we're going to get really smart with five random facts. We're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals in dot news.
And we have guests.
Yeah, we have guests. Megan Huffman is going to be joining us along with Kyle from the Central Virginia Land Conservancy.
Yeah, Kyle Simpson. Good dude.
He really is. So Kyle will be joining us as well. We're gonna find out what's going on with the foundation. We're gonna find out what's going on with Share Greater Lynchburg.
Yeah.
And okay. So, are you a regular teeth flosser?
No.
Okay. Neither am I.
No. My wife is religious about it.
Yeah.
Probably twice a day or.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And she flosses as if she hasn't flossed in 10 years. I mean, like, Terry, what are you doing? I mean, yeah. 10 minutes worth of flossing.
I mean, she's like digging in there.
Oh, my God. Yeah. She uses twine.
Oh, really?
No, I'm kidding. She uses kite string. No, she's a big time flosser for real. And she brushes her teeth like she's trying to scrub paint off her teeth.
She uses razor blades.
I mean, she's insaniac about her teeth.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about that nearly, that was gross, half of us know that our dentist can see through our lies.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're like, do you floss? Yeah, sure, I floss. Yeah, okay, we're going to talk about that. Plus, top lies that dentists tell us.
Oh, nice. Yeah. It's also like when you go to the doctor and they say, hey, do you drink? Oh, yeah, moderate. How many a week? Oh, three or four.
Yeah.
A week. Yeah, right.
I think I read something. I was reading something on liver health. Not for any reason or anything. Not trying to self-diagnose.
No.
But I was reading this thing on liver health, and I was encouraged because it said for men up to five drinks a day is okay.
It said that.
I'm good then. Yeah,
this was like
Mayo Clinic or something, and a really, really reputable site. But then it contradicted itself because it said, you know, up to five drinks a day is fine. However, more than 15 a week is bad. So how can you have up to five drinks a day?
You can have five drinks a day for 3 days. But you can't do it every day.
Well, now I'm bummed. I'm back to bummed.
Yeah. No, that's less.
But there was also something very interesting in there. Right. It said that that there's a big percentage of people that for whatever reason drinking alcohol does not negatively or horribly affect their liver. That somehow they're alcohol resilient in the liver, and also coffee can help you bounce back. That actually helps the liver.
Well, that's kind of the old thing, you know. Get him some coffee. He's hungover. He's drunk. Get him some coffee. And so maybe that's a real thing, you're saying?
Yeah, according to the Mayo Clinic, it is.
Well, so they ought to know.
They should know
with all that mayo.
I like mayo.
Yeah, I do.
All right. That, so much more coming up on this edition of The Mike Show. Let's do this. This all portion right. of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
This is breaking news.
This just in, 4 out of 5 dentists have no idea who that fifth dentist really is.
This has been breaking news.
It's the Mike Show. Hi there. Hey. So I'm so happy you could join us on this on this my birthday celebration.
Oh, buddy.
The day of my birth.
Oh, man.
I was born. So I want to share something. This might sound a little weird.
Maybe
a little teary because we are going to talk about dentists and all that. But this has nothing to do with dentists.
Well, good segue.
You're sitting in my mom's chair.
Did you know that? I didn't know that. I don't know what that means.
Okay. So the physical chair that you're sitting on was in my mom's office at her work way back when. Okay.
It's comfy.
It is an incredibly comfy chair.
Well, I'm glad to know that.
Now, my mom was an older lady, obviously. She passed away when she was 70. And now I'm starting to catch up to her. She was very liberal with the atomizer, with the perfume. Yeah. and the hairspray and
is that why I smell so good now? Yeah.
And she smoked cigarettes. So she had this very distinct aroma.
Yeah.
That wasn't bad.
Yeah.
It was just her smell. Okay. So I came into the studio this morning on the day of my birth. All right.
Uh-huh.
And that window over there, the sun was shining in
right on that chair.
And the heat from the sun, I guess, brought out the aroma of my mom.
That's amazing.
So when I walked past the chair to go and plug in the power strip for that side of the room,
you got a whiff.
I was like,
mom.
And it was like my mom was here for my birthday.
Man. That is so cool.
Isn't that? I mean,
that's cosmic.
It is.
It's amazing.
I'm welling up now. Because like my mom, it's like my mom paid me a visit for my birthday.
I love that.
It was amazing.
I love that.
And you're sitting on her.
Yeah.
You're sitting on my mom right
now. Yeah. What's that, mom?
You're sitting in her chair. Hopefully she's not still, attempting to sit there.
No.
We've got plenty of other seats, mom.
Yeah.
Plenty
you're
of other
have to
seats.
Move.
Bill has to sit in that one. You can sit on his lap if you'd like.
Sure.
I'm sure Bill won't mind.
I don't care.
Anyway.
That's a sweet story. I love that.
It was just something, you know?
Yeah.
I've never walked into the studio and smelled that. I mean, there's plenty of things that, that retained her aroma.
Yeah.
We've got this old cedar chest that has all kinds of keepsakes and memorabilia and things that from my mom's house that still you open it up and you go, oh man, this just smells like my mom or smells like our old house.
Yeah.
That's
really great, man.
I haven't witnessed that or haven't had that happen in a very, very long time. And I just walked in and the light was just shining right on that chair, which was hers.
That's cool.
So anyway, sorry to derail this segment. So would your relationship with your dentist be different if they had you take a courtroom oath where you were sworn in at the front desk? Or would you still lie through your unflossed teeth? Your unflossed fuzzy teeth.
Yum.
Well, in a survey, 50. Well, would you, if you had to take a courtroom oath when you checked in at the dentist, would you tell your dentist everything?
Yeah. No, I never lie to my dentist.
Really?
They can see that I don't floss. I mean, okay. Chunks of bison meat and stuff in my teeth. What are you talking about?
You tracked it down and you...
Yeah,
you,
no,
you
I just...
grabbed it and bit right into
right,
it.
Right, sure, of course.
Yeah, like you were on the Serengeti.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So 57% of Americans in a survey admit that they've lied to their dentist about their dental hygiene.
Yeah.
60% of those say they do it to impress their dentist.
Why?
I don't know.
You're paying the person.
Yeah, 33% don't want their dentist to think less of them. 19% describe them as unintentional panic lies that accidentally slap out. 64% of people who lie to their dentist say they feel guilty about their dishonesty. Maybe this guilt makes them dream about their teeth falling.
Here's a thought. Why don't you just tell your dentist the truth? They don't care.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you know what?
And the worst thing that happens is they say, well, you know, you really should
floss. Or maybe they could recommend a product. Like, well, here's a rinse that you could, if you don't really like flossing.
Since you're so freaking lazy, here's something you can just rinse your teeth out so you don't have to floss.
Yeah, exactly.
Lazy bum.
I mean, your dentist is there to help you.
Or she.
And then doctors, too. Like, when... now, I will admit that when the doctor asks me... Like, we talked about this earlier.
Yeah.
When the doctor asks, how much do you drink? I say, normal amount.
Yeah. Or you go, moderate.
I don't even say moderate. I just say...
Moderate for what? Moderate for, like,
the normal? Normal amount.
Yeah.
I should just say to my doctor, I drink a lot. You know, I have a ton of beers. I drink throughout the week. It's just what I do. You know, I should just say that, shouldn't I?
You should just say that.
But... the last trip to my cardiologist, I thought that I had a heart issue, and last trip to my cardiologist, I'm not gonna sign a HIPAA form, okay, and you shouldn't have to either to hear this, but
no,
so I did the stuff, I did the stress test, you know, that's where they put you on the treadmill. You gotta go?
Yeah, because you're babbling.
You're literally bouncing.
I got it. I gotta go.
Okay.
You're
all right.
Mid-battle.
All right. Okay. Bill's gotta go. Happy birthday to me. Good Lord. All right. All right. Well, where was I, listener? they do know. So I went to the cardiologist, listener, and then the cardiologist made me do the stress test and all that kind of stuff, and they just got up and left. It's my birthday. He got up and left in mid segment. Anyway, my best friend, everybody, Bill Bodine. So went to the cardiologist and did the stress test, and that's where they get you on the treadmill, and you have to get your heart rate up to a certain amount, and then they get you off the treadmill, and you're all Bill's back because. I forgot his sweater. Okay, bye, Bill. Again, bye. And then you know, so then they do this, echocardiogram thing or the thing, the wand, not the wand thing, but they do the thing, and they're looking at your heart then, and they can actually see it in action and take pictures of it and stuff, and so. The end result for me was my cardiologist said, your heart is perfect. Yeah, absolutely, positively perfect.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I did. So it's absolutely, positively, no blockages. Everything's firing the way it should. They did see something that was like every 15 beats or so. There was like some sort of a little hiccup in there, but it's nothing that I should be worried about. They say nothing that even I would need any kind of medication for. But again, we digress. We're talking about dentists. Don't worry too much. Dentists know when you're lying. That's what they do. 48% of people say they know their dentist can see right through their lies about flossing and brushing, but for whatever reason, they still lie. So that brings us to our top list. 57% of us have lied to our dentists, as we've discovered. But don't feel bad, because our dentists do the exact same thing to us. So lean back, slip on your weighted x-ray apron, and enjoy today's list. It's our top list today. Top lies that dentists tell about us. All right, here we go. Number one. I get zero delight watching you twitch in pain. Top lies your dentist tells you. The magazines in the waiting room are new. Top lie, they're not. Top lies the dentists tell us. I'm taking x-rays because you need them, not to jack you around for more money. Top lies dentists tell us. I never huff the nitrous oxide when I'm alone. I washed my hands before sticking them in your mouth. Top lies that dentists tell us.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe. I'm not judging your cavities. The relationship between me and the hygienist, strictly professional. Top lies dentists tell us. It's perfectly normal to awake from a root canal with anal tenderness. Anal tenderness.
In the butt talk, so.
My top lies dentists tell us. I never wear my scrubs in public to make people think I'm a real doctor. And top lies dentists tell us this won't hurt. Not a bit. anal tenderness.
In the butt talk, so.
It is the Mike Show.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
I guess. Coming up, we have, what do we got? We got news and not headline news. You think Bill will come back? Good Lord. And the green room is stocked up full of snacks and things. You can have snacks, Bill. Jesus. All right. Coming up, not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Amazon will start streaming The Apprentice. Just in case you have spare time to watch old episodes of Gary Busey in a boardroom. A Border Patrol agent is accused of making women show him their breasts in order to get into the country. This is the same guy who said we don't need a wall at the southern border. We should build a pole. The song Kevin Bacon most hates to hear at weddings is Footloose, making Kevin the only human on Earth whose answer to that question isn't the Macarena. And CBS has renewed The Neighborhood for an 8th and final season. Shocking news if you're saying to yourself, wait, The Neighborhood's been on for 7 seasons? This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. Hi there. Looking at the downtown tower cam. Position number 4 at the river and the fountain. All right. Beautiful, beautiful day today. It should be up in the 70s. Looking forward to that for my birthday. All right. Coming up, we are going to get really smart with your 5 random facts. That's on the way. However, today, it is, all this week, actually, it's Sleep Awareness Week. And each day has a theme. Like Spirit Week at school. Yesterday was National Napping Day. Today is National Dream Day. And no one has the exact same dreams. That would be weird. But there are certain types of dreams that lots of people have had. A casual poll online asked people if they've experienced these 12 dream themes. Over 20,000 people weighed in. Here are the results. Let's do it from the bottom up. That's the way I'd like to do it. This is number 12. Okay. A dream where you're naked in public.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
38% of people have had that. A dream about you killing someone. 41% of people have had that. Never had one of those. A dream where you're pregnant when you're not, or when you're a guy. 46% of people have had that dream. Ah. A dream where your teeth are falling out. 49% of people have had that dream. A dream where you're dying. 56% of people have had that. A dream where you're in school and you're taking a test. 56% of people have had that dream. Number six on the list, a dream where you've lost your voice and are unable to call or shout for help. 58% of people have had that. This was alluded to earlier. Well, actually, will be alluded to because we're doing it from the bottom up. But there are also the ones where you're being chased and you can't move. A dream where you're hanging out with a celebrity. 60% of people have had that dream. They said hanging out. But yeah, my mind went there too. A dream about running late to something super important. 72% of people have had that. A dream about someone who really hurt you. 75% of people have dreamed about that. Dream about falling. That's number two. That's pretty common. 87% of people have had that dream. And then a dream where you're being chased and then you fall. 89% of people have had that one. This was a nightmare. 5 years ago today, you were very, very stressed, and so was everyone else. Happy birthday to the pandemonium. The fifth birthday. The World Health Organization, the WHO. Wait a minute. I have a sound for that, don't I? The WHO. Yeah, I do. All right, take two. The World Health Organization, or the WHO. All right, sorry, different WHO, declared a global pandemonium on my birthday 5 years ago, March 11th, 2020. Within days, the world unraveled. I said, within days, the world unraveled. Yep. So who did it? It was the WHO. Anyway, if you weren't holed up in a bunker, you were beating someone up for toilet paper. President Trump declared a national emergency on March 13. Then schools, businesses, and borders closed. California became the first to issue a stay-at-home order on March 19th. Then other states followed suit. The stock market had its worst crash since 1987. All the sports leagues shut down. We also learned a bunch of new terms like PPE, social distancing, essential workers, flatten the curve, shelter in place, N95. The World Health Organization. The WHO? Yeah! Finally declared it was no longer a global health emergency 3 years later on May 5th. 2023. According to their official stats, over 7 million people died worldwide, including 1.2 million in the United States. Obviously, the stuff is still around today, but most experts consider it to be an endemic now, meaning it circulates, but it's much more predictable. So, happy birthday, pandemonium. Five years later, you still suck. All right. Let's do this. Coming up, we're going to get smart with your five random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It's so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere, we're ready when you're ready.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The weather is heating up, which means that baseball season is as well. Join the Lynchburg Hillcats on Tuesday, April 8th for our opening day extravaganza as the team kicks off the 2025 campaign against the visiting Kannapolis Cannonballers. Gates will open an hour before first pitch, and the fun will continue all night long. Tickets are on sale now, so get yours today at lynchburg-hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five random facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know what people say. All right, here we go. Number one. Need to pull up the screen. There we go. Coldplay, the band, has never had any lineup changes, even at the beginning. They've also never used any core touring musicians. It's been the same four guys playing and touring together since day one, almost 30 years ago. Wow. And unless you're a diehard fan, I bet you can't name any of them other than Chris Martin. I can't. Number two. If you add up all the numbers on a roulette wheel, you get 666. Wow. Number three. There are approximately 5.9 million, not billion, million Puerto Ricans living in the continental United States, and 3.2 million living in, actually, Puerto Rico. Number four. Biz Markie never planned to sing the chorus on Just a Friend, but none of the people he asked to sing showed up, so he had to do it. And, oh, baby, you got what I need. Sorry. Number five, poltergeist comes from the German words polterngeist, which translates to noisy ghost. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Yep.
Random facts.
It is the Mike Show. Coming up, we have sounds. We're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. It is their United Way 5K on the Runway coming up.
It's the fifth annual United Way 5K on the Runway taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program, and that means Megan Huffman joins us from SHARE, Greater Lynchburg, and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, and she brings a guest each and every Tuesday. Today's no exception. Megan, who did you bring?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy sunshine. It's just beautiful out there today.
And absolutely.
It's going to be up to the 70s today, I think, so it's really exciting.
It's supposed to be.
Stays late, a light late at night, so that's awesome. This is Kyle Simpson from Central Virginia Land Conservancy, and we've partnered together on a number of projects, and we can tell you a little more about the program we did with GLCF last year, but they have an event coming up, and we just wanted to highlight that and celebrate all the good things that Kyle's doing. So,
well, Kyle, welcome to the program. Thank you so much. Now, I guess I can look this up somewhere, but Kyle gave me this. And this is your postcard for, you know, just thank you notes or whatever. But you have all seven properties that your organization has preserved.
Just in 2024.
Just in one year.
Yeah. 2024 was a record year for us, both in terms of acreage protected and the number of projects that we accomplished, ranging from family farms to the island in the James that we all partnered with you guys on last year. Bald Eagle Island. And so it was a wonderful year. Coming into 2025, we've got a lot to celebrate.
Okay.
And the event we've got coming up is sort of an extension of that. It's our annual gala. It's the Cornerstone Celebration. It takes place at Sweetbriar College on April 5th. And it is just our celebration of all the families we were able to serve in the last year and the lands that we were able to protect and conserve.
Awesome.
And it's just, it's a great time.
Mm-hmm. Again, there are six properties, but how much total acreage again?
1,165 acres, all here in the county surrounding Lynchburg.
That is just amazing. And if left unchecked, you know, the beautiful landscape that we enjoy, and this wonderful conservation land, it might not exist.
And one of the cool things about what we do is a story of a place that means a lot to someone is something so many people from different backgrounds can get behind. I mean, we range from people who have very environmental concerns to people who are farmers and care about a land because they've worked it. They're sweat and tears, and often, you know, family cemeteries are on these properties. And so we're working with a gentleman in Appomattox County right now. Family cemetery on site with graves going back to the 1700s. I mean, you know exactly why these places matter to these people.
Absolutely.
And why they'd want to see them conserved so they can pass them on down and continue that family legacy of caring for the place.
Now, how do you go about, and is it just that simple? It's someone contacts you and says, hey, you know, there's this piece of property that we believe should be conserved. Or, I mean, how does the process work?
It's that easy to start it. And we get phone calls all the time, and we can sort of walk people through, you know, what programs are available. We work mostly with conservation easements, which means you always own the land. It stays with your family. We conserve, you know, 5,000 acres in the Central Virginia area. We own 2 acres. Mm-hmm. And so these are other people's lands that we're helping them conserve.
Okay.
And that looks a little bit different for every family.
Sure.
That's where the conversation starts, and then we can walk people through, well, you know, what does conservation look like for your family? What do you, what does this land look like 100 years from now in your mind?
Yeah.
And what's right for you and a good fit for your family?
So as someone who really doesn't know much, so what you all do is the sort of the legal end of making, you're not buying up properties, correct, the legal end of making sure that nothing can be done to spoil the land. Is that
basically? So I say like the two big bullet points that conservation easements address is how many, if any, additional homes can be built on the property and how many times, if any, can it be divided. And those are sort of, you kind of dial it down from there, but those are the big parameters. If you think about, say, you've got a family farm that's been in the family for 100 years and maybe it's 100 acres and it's, you could say it's got a commercial value of X amount of acres if you were to sell it to someone else to be a farm, or it could be worth potentially a lot more if you were going to turn it into a data center or a water park or whatever sort of commercial endeavor. Yeah. Well, if you don't ever want to see it become one of those things, that value is sort of unnecessary. It's sort of like an imaginary figure that almost doesn't matter.
Right.
So if you can restrict it to being more or less what it is now, you can continue doing all the things that you use the land for. You can continue to farm, generate a living off of it, raise your kids there, maybe have room for additional kids to build houses on the property later on, but to keep it at a reasonable level of development, not something that's out of character for that property where it's situated in the county.
I think that's a key feature of it. It's not just, you're not just buying or protecting land to just sit there.
Yeah.
You're still utilizing it and farming it and just putting some protections around.
But in a more meaningful way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a good example, I mean, I'm on the board of Camp Kumbaya, and we are now under conservation easement, 47 acres in the middle of the city, so it can't be developed into a housing development. It'll stay woods and stay pristine and stay a camp.
Yeah.
And that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's tremendous. And Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation helped to make that happen.
Yes, yes. The last $100,000 push came from our Century Fund to protect that land. So it's, GLCF really loves this work, and it coincides with our mission of legacy and protecting legacy over a period of time. And, our tagline is we are here for good, and that has multiple meanings. Mm. We're here for the good of the community, but also for forever. So that's wonderful.
The classic double entendre.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Bill.
Well, and that's a great example of a property that means so much to a lot of people. And who can imagine Camp Kumbaya being anything other than what it is? I mean, that property is serving exactly the role this
developers could imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the problem. You're right. Yeah. I mean, it needs to stay.
There's somebody out there going, I see a water park. I see a strip mall.
50 single family homes. In the woods.
That's great.
So what, how many people can come to your event? How many seats do you have remaining? What else?
We would love to find out the max capacity. We usually see about 7,500 people at this. It's a great time. We serve dinner. We have drinks. So the sort of the highlight item for this year is we're raffling off an e-bike from Bikes Unlimited. They partnered with us on this. And so on our website right now, cvalc.org, you can get raffle tickets. They're $30 each. $30 chance at a $1,500 bike is a pretty good deal. But whether you're a biker or not, it's a great chance to support all the good work that we're doing. And maybe
I got to go on there.
You don't have to be present to win.
You don't have to be present to win. Great. There's a limited number of tickets available, and we'll hold that drawing at the event on the 5th. And look forward to handing off a brand new e-bike to someone.
And that's at Sweetbriar in their little convention center.
Yeah, right there on the right as you come in, the Elston Inn and Conference Center.
Great. Great thing. Nice facility.
Yeah.
And we'll link everything up on this page on the broadcast where you can click through and purchase tickets, get more information. Everything is available, by the way, at sharegreaterlynchburg.org. If you just type in Central Virginia Land Conservancy, or because I was lazy, I just typed in land C and it immediately found you. So I was able to find all the links. And then your website again, Kyle, is
cvalc.org.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you can find all the information, find out about the Cornerstone Celebration, which is your gala, coming up very, very quickly. This is great. And you guys do such great work, and it's wonderful. I love the imagery of this, because this, most definitely tells a story very, very deep.
Well, that's such an important part of the area. You know, if you talk to anyone about why do you love living in Lynchburg, man, it's beautiful here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a gorgeous area. And when I tell people, you know, my house is 20 minutes from the AT or the Blue Ridge Parkway, I mean, you immediately know, oh, that sounds great.
Yes.
And so to conserve some of that land, those landscapes is just a rewarding thing, and we're tickled to do it.
Absolutely. Well, you guys, again, you do such great work, and we're looking forward to seeing you preserve more land in the future.
Thank you, Mike.
Fantastic.
I would be remiss if I didn't thank our title sponsors for the year at Myers Woods Appraisal Group in Madison Heights. They help us out with a lot of projects in the area. They're supporting this year's Cornerstone Celebration, and we appreciate Bikes Unlimited partnering with us on the e-bike raffle.
Absolutely.
We're very excited about that.
Sounds fantastic. Well, Megan, how are things going at the foundation?
Busy. Yeah. We just wrapped up the youth philanthropy grants, and that's going to be announced in April, the $10,000 and a $5,000 grant. We have a $100,000 Century Fund grant that's in review right now. The spring cycle of funding, is the deadline for that is March 15th. Today, I believe, is the 11th, so it's coming quickly.
Okay.
And so if you're on a spring cycle or you haven't been a grant recipient of the foundation, jump in there this week and, you know, put an application in. We also have scholarships and scholarships for students, of high school students from all across the region. You would contact your guidance counselor at your high school, or the parents could inquire more. And we have hundreds of thousands of dollars of scholarships available that have been designated for different types of students, which
tremendous.
Is incredible. So
that
people
really
create specified designated funds for different topics, something of interest often that they've been passionate about in memory or in honor of someone. And those are distributed every year. So we definitely want to see great scholarship candidates apply for those. On the Share Greater Lynchburg side of things, we've had lunch and learns. Kyle's a frequent attender of our lunch and learns, and always seems to get a good bit out of it. And last week we launched a new series called Executive Director Series. It's a little deeper dive, and we focused on workforce development and just targeted all the organizations that are implementing workforce development programs. We had a great time of discussion, data analysis. Speaker who teaches at CVCC on the topic. So it's a little bit deeper learning on a topical, and we'll do that once a month. Isabella's partners with us for lunch, which is awesome.
That's
so
great.
excuse me, we have our spring mixer coming up at the Hillcat Stadium next Wednesday, the 19th. We like to invite all of our nonprofit community, and we'd love to see some of their number one, you know, featured volunteers come out. We are approaching National Volunteer Month in April, and we want to be celebrating our really active volunteers and telling their stories. And so we'd love for our partners to bring out their volunteers as well. So lots going on. All of it can be found in our newsletter that will be going out this week. And we'll feature all the links that Kyle mentioned as well. And you can find those on our website at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Absolutely. And at sharegreaterlynchburg.org, you can find 185 nonprofit organizations throughout our area. So if you're looking for an organization that, you know, kind of fits your life goals or your values, or if you're just looking for an organization, hey, who does this? Well, you can find it on Share Greater Lynchburg. You can also volunteer. You can attend events, and you can shop for these organizations directly from the Share platform and have those items delivered directly to these nonprofit organizations. It's just such an intuitive platform. It's really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. Use it. Love it.
Yeah, we have close to 100 different volunteer opportunities up there. It grows a bit in the spring, and we have 75 events coming up on the platform. So it's a great resource for anyone, both if you've lived in the community for a while, or, you know, I hear that a lot of people who have moved to the community are utilizing it and finding ways to plug in that way. So,
well, and if you're part of a nonprofit organization and you're not on the Share platform, it's free.
Right.
So
you
just get in touch with the folks at Share Greater Lynchburg. Just go on the platform and learn more and sign up. Very, very cool. Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
Really,
thank you,
really, Bill. Really appreciate your time. Thank you, Bill.
And Mike, happy birthday.
Thank you.
By the way.
And Tom, too.
Yeah, it is.
No way.
They have the same birthday.
Yes, oh, my gosh.
Isn't that weird?
It is absolutely, yeah.
They don't even look alike.
We share the exact same birthday. However, we're 12 years apart. So that also means that we have the same Chinese zodiac.
Oh.
There's all kinds of crazy probably in there.
Probably you're the rat.
No, the goat.
Oh, the goat. Well, there
Matter
you go.
Of fact, the
greatest
of all time.
I'm
telling you, man.
There you go.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for the birthday wishes. I appreciate that. It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. Coming up, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
The weather is heating up, which means that baseball season is as well. Join the Lynchburg Hillcats on Tuesday, April 8th for our opening day extravaganza as the team kicks off the 2025 campaign against the visiting Kannapolis Cannonballers. Gates will open an hour before first pitch, and the fun will continue all night long. Tickets are on sale now, so get yours today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right. A 66-year-old grandma in Scotland. And if it's not Scottish, it's crap. There she is.
Hello.
A 66-year-old grandma was shocked after receiving an X-rated voice message.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Yeah, it was a voice-to-text AI message that she got on her iPhone from the Land Rover service shop. Louise Littlejohn. There she is. said the shop was inviting her to an event. But then, to her surprise, asked if she'd be able to have sex.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Now, hopefully the shop will work on better AI messages to their grandma clients. Maybe like this one.
Hey there, sugar. Or should I say sugar-free? I'd love to grip your heart the way your denture cream grips those pearly whites. Let's skip the small talk and get straight to the good stuff. Like an upgrade for Medicare Part B. And don't worry, baby. I've got something even smoother than Preparation H. My love for you is prescription strength. And there is no copay. Let's take it nice and slow like your Wi-Fi. And make a love story even your bridge club would gossip about.
Oh man, that's okay. Apple and the shop both declined to comment, but the BBC believes a thick Scottish accent was to blame for the voice to text misunderstanding. So whoever was, who was doing the voice to text from the Land Rover shop had a thick Scottish accent, and I don't buy that. Anyway. An Orlando TV station did a story about how the Florida town of Taintsville isn't named after what you think. Yes, there is a sign on County Road 419 that says Taintsville. We obtained some audio from their local radio station, by the way. Here, let's...
Taking a look at Taintsville traffic, it's a tight squeeze between Nutsville and Harry Bottom. Yeah, it's a stinky situation from here all the way to the town of Perennium. I'll keep a brown eye on it. That's a look at Taintsville traffic.
Yeah, there you go. Let's go to viral videos. Yeah, here we go. There's a YouTube channel called Robert's Retro Rewind. It continues to upload groups of videos from short-lived TV shows from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Some of the scenarios are almost painful to watch, but they're also funny. Here's a great example from 1978. It's what Ted Knight did after the Mary Tyler Moore Show was over, and it only lasted 6 episodes. Listen.
Look out! It's the man who drives women wild.
Oh, he's so strong!
It's Ted Knight, back on television with his own escort service.
He runs an escort service with 6 gorgeous girls.
Wednesday at 8:30 on CBS.
Good Lord. Okay, so you might know Ted Knight, obviously, from the Mary Tyler Moore Show, but you know him from Caddyshack. He was Judge Smales. That was from 1978. In many of the videos, you see stars that hadn't made it yet, like Michael Keaton, David Letterman, Jim Belushi, and more. Here's a viral video. A tornado hit a news station in or near Orlando during a live weather report yesterday, and everyone had to take cover. Here's weatherman Brooks Garner.
This is a look at the live camera of a tornado, which could be passing by our station right now. Take shelter. Everybody in the Fox 35 building, get to your safe space. We're catching debris right now on the roof. We're hearing, you can see the debris flying there on the camera. This is a tornado. Seek shelter immediately. Get under your desks, guys. Anchors under the desks. Okay, we got power flickering out. This is a confirmed tornado. Okay. I've been doing this for a very long time. That's the first time a tornado has hit while I'm doing the weather.
Officials said it was an EF2 with wind speeds of 115 miles an hour. Thankfully, no serious injuries were reported, but it did flip cars over and destroyed at least one home. Let's see. A place in Australia is getting a ton of press for their newest offering. It's a pizza chain, and they're putting orange slices on pizza.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
I mean, you know, come on. Bubba Pizza's ham and orange pizza is basically a Hawaiian, but with orange slices. Here's a quick Instagram video they made about their unique pie.
Hey, Damien, what's your most controversial opinion on pizza?
Fruit. Hot fruit. Any hot fruit will work on pizza. Pineapple, apple, pear. Any hot fruit works on pizza. I don't care where you come from. We love hot fruit here. Even orange.
Hot fruit. All right. Skip that. Are we going to a comedian? All right, we're going to a comedian. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here is comedian Wayne Fetterman on making up for lost ground.
I'm in a very good mood because I went to the doctor in L.A. 2 days ago, and two things happened. One, I was issued a medical cocaine card, so that was interesting. And two, I was diagnosed positive with athlete's foot, so... It was a great day for me because, I don't know if you know this, I was cut horribly from the JV basketball team. It was a major humiliation, and I remember the coach's words, "You're not athletic enough." And now, boom. Of the foot of an athlete. Of the foot of an athlete. I don't want to brag. This isn't debate team foot.
All right, that's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle and go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we're going to get stupid. We got your stupid criminals in the news, and then we got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required, and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Oh, hi there. Time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. All right, where's the story? Where is it? Okay. A 35-year-old naked man in New Hampshire was arrested on Sunday.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
After he had quite the afternoon, the man allegedly stole a car, then caused an accident on the highway. He sustained minor injuries but was otherwise okay physically. His mental state, a little bit more ambiguous, I guess. After the crash, the man took off all his clothes, abandoned them on the side on the shoulder of the highway, walked across the highway, and left the scene of the accident. Multiple drivers called police after having to dodge him. The police found the man wandering down the highway, and they were fairly sure it was him because he was still completely naked. They identified the man as Sean Wiener. So this guy's naked and his name's Wiener. That's the part of the story any 13-year-old would love. And this happened in the city of Dover. So he was halfway to another joke. Wiener was charged with indecent exposure and lewdness, reckless conduct, disorderly conduct, and littering. For the clothes, I guess. That's just the aftermath. There will be separate charges for the theft and the crash, both of which are still under investigation. Does he have his mugshot? Here's his mugshot. And by the way, I rarely ever show these, but there is your wiener. Yeah. let's see. What else? Was there another one in here? There's not another one in here, but there is one in here. Oh, wow. We missed this one on in Audio Vault. Clausen's. I love Clausen's pickles. They're now selling their pickle juice in ready-to-pour bottles. I mean, I actually...
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
No, I love pickle juice. We actually, down at Ballad Brewing, we made a pickle sour. It was pickle and jalapeno, but it was a sour. It was really, really good. They say it's good for cocktails, it's good for cooking, and more. Here's a runner behind the Clausen's Instagram talking about how drinking pickle juice helps her run.
Now, I'm not a pro athlete, but I am something of a mileage monster. And since cramps are no fun, I rely on my secret weapon, Clausen Pickle Brine. Yeah, maybe it's weird, but it makes for a great rip.
I really do. There's nothing better after a workout than a pickle. And now pickle juice. I know that's not a stupid criminal story. I apologize. Let's get back to that. A man in Kentucky was arrested after allegedly trapping a female coworker in a 200-degree steam room, possibly as a prank. Here is Jason McKnight, Madisonville Police Public Information Officer, talking about what Barrett Corinta was arrested for.
Our understanding is up to 200 degrees, the room can get up to when it's closed. And so at some point, the two of them were talking about how the one could get shut the other one in there. And obviously he did. And so when he pushed her in there, he started the machine. At this point, I don't want to speculate on exactly why he did it. It was just joking around, even though that's not really a good joke. We charged him accordingly. She was put in there against her will, locked in, and somehow the machine was started.
The woman lost consciousness and was treated at the hospital for minor injuries. And then a man was shot in the leg by his dog while he was in bed. If this sounds strange to you, even the local news anchors can't make sense of it. Here is a surprised Daniel Wilkerson of Fox 13 Memphis reading this story for the first time.
We want to get you to some breaking news just out of our newsroom here at Fox 13. A man is in the hospital after being shot in the leg overnight. Memphis police say he was shot by his dog. Seriously. I don't think that's right. This happened just before 4 a.m. at a home on Whitney Avenue in Fraser. Wow. Police say the man was lying in the bed with a girl with a gun on the bed. Police say his dog jumped up on the bed, got his paw stuck in the trigger, and ended up hitting the trigger, shooting the man in the thigh. Wow.
Yeah, the pit bull's name is Oreo. He was not charged. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A 9-year-old kid in North Carolina did the Heimlich on his friend and saved his life last week. His name is Jason Branch, and here he is explaining how he saved his friend's life.
So last week, we were playing basketball, and he ate a granola bar, and then we started playing longer until he started choking. And then he was trying to say, hold on, but he couldn't because he was choking. I didn't know he was actually choking, so I just did my thing, which was a Heimlich. I learned that from YouTube.
All right. Well, he learned it from YouTube. And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Coming up, they have their United Way 5K on the runway. Get your tickets now. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the runway taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com. All right. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.